I'm Jeffrey Clark, and this is 90s Youth Life.
Well, summer is here. It is official. And I know that you are looking forward to what the next few months are going to bring. I know that it is really hot where I am right now, so it definitely feels like summer. So for this episode, I thought I would take a look at a story that's on the MeTV website. Those of you who like watching old TV, not just from the 90s, but from beyond that, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, I tune in from time to time because sometimes I like to watch older stuff. Namely, I watch the Brady Bunch sometimes when they have the marathon on Sundays. But on their websites, they have a story that was published by the staff. So I assume more than one person was involved with this story. It's remembering 9 classic outdoor toys from the 1990s. Since we are taking more to the outdoors these days, why not reminisce about those things that we played with when we were outside? And I want to read this first paragraph because it's very interesting. The first summer of the 1990s was over 30 years ago, and though electronic toys were on the rise in households across the country, the decade offered up some very nostalgic classics to keep the kids outdoors. Toys in the 90s varied dramatically in size, as some were handheld while others came with a steering wheel. Of the toys that boomed in the 90s, some are still popular today. Others, not so much. Put your Game Boy and Tamagotchi away for now and check out these 9 throwback outdoor toys. Whether they debuted in the decade or had a resurgence, there's a good chance you'll remember playing with or purchasing them in the 1990s. So yeah, like it says, not all of these originate in the 90s. I know that's typically what I like to talk about here, but for my purposes today, I will let it slide. Now, the first one I don't think I ever played with, maybe once a long time ago, but I don't remember exactly, Moon Shoes. Of course, those were the shoes that were pretty much miniature trampolines, and you could bounce around the yard and pretty much everywhere you wanted to, the driveway even. 2 was definitely a 90s thing, Skip It. Skip It, Skip It. I do remember talking about that in one of my episodes. Of course, it talks about how you could break your ankle if you're not careful with it. And it also mentioned how it needed batteries in order to get that counter going. And I think I said before that my sister had it, but I just could not quite get it. Another one I've talked about before, number 3, Soccer Boppers, Sock'em Boppers, whatever it said. I remember the commercial said, even more fun than a pillow fight. And this story actually says that it was more of a punch than a pillow fight. I also talked about the spin-off toys, Bop Buddy, Soccer Boppers Power Bag. I also remember Sock'em Splashers, which was an outdoor inside water thing. Number 4, Pogo Stick. That's been around since 1919, but if it had green and pink colors, chances are that it was made in the 90s. 5, going off the Pogo Stick, the Pogo Ball. It was actually marketed in the mid-80s, but it continued to be popular in the 90s. Bouncers had their hands free, and the Pogo Stick had handles to grip. Sounds very fun. I don't think I ever actually used this, though. If I was bouncing a ball, typically I was sitting down. 6, Rollerblades. Inline skates, I know, were really popular in the 90s. Rollerblade was the brand for them. They were popular in the 90s, just like skateboards were popular in the 80s. And I think I've said everything about that. I remember for Razor Scooters in the 2000s, there was a commercial that went, skateboards for the 80s, inline skates for the 90s. Now, this is the new millennium. I remember when those were popular in 2000, but I'm going a decade further. Water rockets are on here, too. They call it the experiment of choice for many kids who had the toys. Basically, what happened was the commercial from the late 90s showed rockets flying over houses, all while staying cool thanks to the water that propelled the rocket. But a bunch of them were recalled after just 3 months in 1997. And Spin Master also recalled a bunch of the rockets, but despite its problems, it still made an impact. 8, I definitely remember the toss and catch game. You might recall it as a game where you had a Velcro mitt, which was pink on one side, green on the other side, but you couldn't throw the ball that came with it too hard because, as it says, nothing was worse than seeing the game fall apart on a long distance catch. So that's about it right there for that. And then the last thing, which you still see plenty of today, the Cozy Coop. I think you might know what this is. You probably had. I didn't have one, but I know neighbors who had it. It was that car with the red body and the yellow roof. It was actually created in the late 70s, but it got a facelift in the early 90s, which gave it the look that it has today. Again, I enjoyed playing with some neighbor kids' cozy coops, but I never actually owned one. But in any event, that was probably the definitive car for people who had those. So those are the 90s outdoor toys that MeTV chose to remember. I don't know how many of those you actually played with. I know I didn't play with all of these, but I remember quite a bunch of them around the neighborhood or at school or whatever. These were things that you just had to have, or at least had to experience, when you were growing up in the 90s, and it was summertime, and you were outdoors, and that was because nothing good was on TV. For bonus content and podcast news, like the 90s Youth Life Facebook page, you can also see all the episodes at youthlife90s.podbean.com. I'm Jeffrey Clark for 90s Youth Life. Summer is just getting started, so grow old, but don't grow up.